Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotion. Today's chapter is Acts 24, and I want to invite you to open up your Bible and follow along with me. This is Acts 24. And after 5 days, the high priest Ananias came down with some elders and a spokesman, one Tertullus. They laid before the governor their case against Paul. And when he had been summoned, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, "Since through you we enjoy much peace, and since by your foresight, most excellent Felix, reforms are being made for this nation, in every way and everywhere we accept this with all gratitude. But to detain you no further, I beg you in your kindness to hear us briefly. For we have found this man a plague, one who stirs up riots among all the Jews throughout the world and is a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. He even tried to profane the temple, but we seized him. By examining him yourself, you will be able to find out from him about everything of which we accuse him." The Jews also joined in the charge, affirming that all these things were so. And when the governor had nodded to him to speak, Paul replied, "Knowing that for many years you have been a judge over this nation, I cheerfully make my defense. You can verify that it is not more than 12 days since I went up to worship in Jerusalem. And they did not find me disputing with anyone or stirring up a crowd, either in the temple or in the synagogues or in the city. Neither can they prove to you what they now bring up against me. But this I confess to you, that according to the way, which they call a sect, I worship the God of our fathers, believing everything laid down by the law and written in the prophets, having a hope in God, which these men themselves accept, that there will be a resurrection of both the just and the unjust. So I always take pains to have a clear conscience toward both God and man. Now after several years I came to bring alms to my nation and to bring offerings. While I was doing this, they found me purified in the temple, without any crowd or tumult. But some Jews from Asia, they ought to be here before you and to make an accusation, should they have anything against me. Or else let these men themselves say what wrongdoing they found when I stood before the council. Other than this one thing that I cried out while standing among them, it is with respect to the resurrection of the dead that I am on trial before you this day." But Felix, having a rather accurate knowledge of the way, put them off, saying, "When Lysias the tribune comes down, I decide your case." Then he gave orders to the centurion that he should be kept in custody but have some liberty, and that none of his friends should be prevented from attending to his needs. After some days, Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish, and he sent for Paul and heard him speak about faith in Jesus Christ. And as he reasoned about righteousness and self-control and the coming judgment, Felix was alarmed and said, "Go away for the present. When I get an opportunity, I will summon you." At the same time, he hoped that money would be given to him by Paul. So he sent for him often and conversed with him. When 2 years had elapsed, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus, and desiring to do the Jews a favor, Felix left Paul in prison. So as a prisoner of Rome, Paul is now in Caesarea, and the false charges against him come to the court of Governor Felix. Felix knows a lot about the Jewish religion, and he is well acquainted with the way, which refers to followers of Jesus Christ, because his wife is Jewish. Although Felix knows about Judaism and the way, he is apparently not a follower of God. And in this court scene, it might be easy for us to picture ourselves in the position of Paul and hope that we would be brave like him. At the same time, my heart testifies that I am more like Felix than I care to admit. Felix stops the testimony and teaching of Paul. Verse 25 says that he was alarmed. He is afraid of the truth, and he tells Paul, "Go away for the present, and I'll call you back when the time is right." Paul has apparently brought the discussion a little too close to the truth about Felix's life. And so hearing about righteousness, self-control, and the coming judgment, Felix says, "Let's pause. Let's call for a recess. I don't want to talk about this right now." Why is this? Why was Felix alarmed? Well, I think it was because it was more convenient for Felix to continue living as he wanted to and not to change. He didn't care about justice. All he really wanted was a bribe if he could get one. On the other hand, he could keep Paul's accusers happy if he simply kept Paul in prison. Felix didn't want to hear the truth, and he didn't want to hear the full truth. What can we learn from Felix about how not to live? If we're honest with ourselves, we admit that we would rather live in self-righteousness than have the righteousness of Jesus. Rather than following the one true God, we choose to follow the God of convenience in our lives. Let's pray that we would receive the truth in our life, even if it points us in a direction that isn't convenient to us. I'm reminded of Matthew 7:13-14, where Jesus says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." The path to blessing and life with God is not easy, but it will nevertheless lead to eternal life. And so will you choose Christ and his righteousness? Will you heed the truth, the full truth of God's word each day? Or will you choose to follow the way of Felix? A life of convenience and self-righteousness that leads to death. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to choose Christ each day. Lord, we confess that there are many days, many times when we are like Felix. When we read your word or we hear a message or we hear someone's encouraging or challenging us, and sometimes we feel like the truth is getting a little bit too close, a little bit too close to home, and it's getting too personal, and we say, I don't want to hear this right now. But Lord, I pray that you would help us to receive the full truth with humility and teachability, with an eagerness to follow Jesus closely. Help us, Lord, not to resort to just a life of convenience and self-righteousness, to not just be comfortable with the kind of life we have now in our own flesh, but Lord, we want to sow into the Spirit, and we want to choose, Lord, the narrow gate to follow, Lord, the path that leads to life. We thank you and pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us in our daily devotion, and let's continue to choose Christ and his righteousness. Have a great day.